Let's hear the gospel lesson now from Matthew, the fifth chapter, beginning with verses 13 and reading through verse 20. You know these scriptures, and let's see what God says to us this morning. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on a lampstand. It gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till it is all fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. God, again, we give you thanks for the power of your word, for its convictions upon our hearts and souls. As we gather this morning, God, you know our needs even before we do. May your words go forth now and accomplish that which you want them to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are the salt. You are salt. You are the light of the world. I want you to hear those two words. We are salt. You are salt. You are light. Now, we live in a world in which we are bombarded with people, with advertisements, with colleagues and others telling us who we are or who they want us to be. One example of that, of course, is when you watch the commercials, especially the Super Bowl over the past week and other things that have happened, the marketing world will tell us who we are supposed to be. And they will tell us that you are not happy. You will not be happy. You will not have fulfillment unless you drink this, unless you have that, unless you drive this, unless you live in this place out here on the Outer Banks or that place. And we are constantly being bombarded with those kinds of things. We have people who try to tell us that we are less than what we are. It could be a spouse. It could be a boss. It could even happen in the church. Oh, you're not a Christian. You're not really a faithful member of the body of Christ unless you are doing this, this, and this. Jesus says to his disciples, this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says to his disciples and others who are there listening to him, you are salt. You are light. Those are words, those are positive words. Those are words of affirmation. Those are words that should give you and me confidence to be the people that God calls us to be. Now, all of us here know how important when we think of those metaphors for salt and light. And we know how important those things are. For salt is the very essence of life. If your body and my body doesn't have the salt that it needs, your organs and your system will dry up. They will stop working. And you will perish. We need salt. And because that salt gives us life, I think Jesus used that to say that we are that salt in the world. That we live in a world where people are indeed need salt. They need that life-giving encouragement and gospel message. They need to hear about the love of Jesus Christ. They need to hear about forgiveness. They need to hear about grace. They need to hear about love, that somebody loves them even if they feel like no one else does. And just as our body needs that salt, so we are to be that kind of salt. And Jesus is calling on his disciples and those who listen to him. That is what you are. Now, you know and I know that not enough salt is not good for you. And too much salt is not good for you. So there has to be a right balance. Salt is essential to life. Salt is also a preservative. We heard Dan when he was talking to the kids this morning. You know, if you put meat in your refrigerator, if everything's going well, you know, it might last a week. But you know, in the old days, folks, you saw, remember the old salted hams in the smokehouse? In the old days, folks would use salt to preserve meat. And if it was preserved in the right way, it would last 6 months. See, we think we have modern technology that is so good. But hey. Of course, it's a lot more available today, so we can toss it out and go buy some more. But it only takes a little bit of salt. A little bit of salt goes a long way. You know what salt does when it's spread upon meat to preserve it? You know what it does? It dries up the moisture in bacteria so that bacteria can't spread and foul the meat. I know what you're saying, where a preacher, what does that have to do with us? Sin and evil in the world is like that bacteria. And when Jesus tells his disciples and he tells you and me that we are salt, it is our responsibility. It is our job to be those persons, to be the church in the world that prevents evil, that keeps evil from spreading, just like that bacteria. As Christ's disciples and as Christians in the world, it is our job to take on that bacteria and to prevent it from growing, from spreading. And we don't, so as the church and as the body of Christ, we have a responsibility to preserve the gospel of Christ, to preserve the kingdom, to preserve the church against all evil. Salt creates thirst. Remember I told you? Not too much, not enough. What happens in our bodies? Our bodies need salt, as I mentioned earlier. It is the very essence of life.
when our bodies need water, the chemical balance in our system lets us know when our tongue gets dry and our throat gets dry. And it lets us know there's a certain point in time that our body lets us know that it is time. It is time to drink water. When Jesus says to his disciples and he says to us, you are salt, it is the responsibility and the job of the church to make people hungry, to make people thirsty for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what does that tell us? What does that tell us? We can't come on too strong sometimes. But we also can't water it down so much that it doesn't do anything for anyone. You are salt. We, as the church, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are to present and to live the gospel in such a way that others will thirst for it. Think about that. How do those things relate to who you are? Salt enhances food. It brings out the real flavor of food. Dan talked about that with the children this morning. You'd think she'd known exactly where my sermon was going this morning. We didn't talk about it. But salt enhances the flavor of eat. You know, he said his father should pass the salt. Well, we taste food sometimes and we, you know, say, I need salt on it. I've always heard that it's good manners that you don't put the salt on the food before you eat it. You got to taste it first. Before you put the salt on it. I had to learn that after I was married. You know, I'm a true Southerner. If food comes on the table, you just grab it aside, it doesn't matter. And we learn those things sometimes. I'm not picking on you, Michelle. I got called on that for a couple weeks ago. What does that say about the church? How do we enhance the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a way that the life that we live, the Christ that we love and believe in, is enhancing the world. That we are enhancing this Valentine's Day this week, that we're enhancing the relationship that we have with one another as spouse, as husband and wife, or we're enhancing the relationship with our family, with our children. Salt enhances the flavor. We as Christian believers are called to do the same thing. Salt requires that it be distributed. You put it all in one place, guess what? You know what that's like. You throw out the old ice from making ice cream and you throw it on the grass, what happens? It kills it. Salt has to, in order to do what it's supposed to do, we spread it out. Last week we had snow. They salt the roads. We salt the steps. If we put all that little salt in one place, we're just going to have one little place on the step that's clear. And then you're going to come up there and you're going to slip down. It's boom. But if we spread it out, it does powerful and wonderful things. I don't think I'm going to get to the light of the world today. I'm sticking with the salt right now. I'm not going to get to it. So it has to be spread evenly in order for it to do what it's called to do. Jesus tells us as the body of Christ that we are to spread the gospel. We're not to keep it to ourselves in this building.
We're not to enhance ourselves with it, because after a while, when we keep throwing it on, guess what? We die. We die. It's just like the Dead Sea. You read about the Dead Sea? The Dead Sea has minerals and water coming into it, but it has no way to distribute it. That stuff comes in there and it piles up, and the Dead Sea is called the Dead Sea because nothing lives in it. So salty you can't drink it, but the only thing you can do is float in it, I guess. I think they can use it for, I think they can use some of the salt deposits and all for skin conditions and things like that. But the sea is dead. And so when we think about the church today, when we think about our church today, God tells us that we are to go out and spread the gospel. And you know what? If we don't do it, you know what God calls us to happen in a church or in a denomination? You know what happens to spread the gospel? Persecution. Persecution happens. Because see, when we're not doing what God calls us to do, when we're not, we talk about spread. Who was it says that? Spread the love or something about the love. Who does? I can't remember. Share the love. I think that's it. That's so true. If we're not distributing, if we're not sharing the love, if we're not sharing Christ, and this, that comes down to individuals and to families also. See, if we're living in our own, this is Valentine's week, if we're living in our own little family, in our own little world, and we're practicing our love for one another and for our children, and we've got our own little house and we've got our own little place, and isn't life wonderful? What happens after a while? It'll die. It'll die. Because as Jesus says, we are salt. You are salt and we're salt. And we're to distribute that beyond. Every one of us have received so much from God. We can count blessing upon blessing. And I know some of us are struggling. What happens in a family? What happens when you keep things inside? And that goes for things that we bear on our hearts and minds too. When we share those burdens, when we share those things, it makes it easier, doesn't it? But if we keep those things inside, we know, physicians know, our mental health folks know, that we can die from within. We're to distribute it. That's how we do the most good. And then salt. Jesus says, you are salt. And I guess we'll have to get to the light of the world some other time. But salt is used in industry. They take these crystals, salt crystals, and I don't know the chemical thing for it, but there's positives and negative ions. That's what makes up the salt. They're used in rocket fuels. When Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth, he is saying we are to serve others. Isn't that cool? We are to use that. We're not supposed to hang on to it. But we believers are to serve. And to serve others in practical ways. So when Jesus tells us, and I guess, God is God, and Jesus was the Son of God, and God created the world, and he knew all the practical applications of salt, I think, when he was telling his disciples. But then he says, sometimes we have to figure those out for yourself.
You are salt, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are called to help preserve the gospel. We are called to create thirst in others so that they will desire the gospel of Christ. We are called to enhance the life of others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are called to be distributors of God's love and that gospel message. We are called to serve. And however God calls you to do that in practical ways. The world tells us that we are many things. And in the process of telling us that, we can get so down on ourselves. But be affirmed this morning. You are salt. What are you going to do? How are you going to live? Let us pray. God, we are grateful that you see in us what we do not see in ourselves. You called the disciples, you called those who gathered around him salt and light. Oh God, we thank you that you think so much of us. You think more highly of us than we do ourselves. You think more highly of us than our family members think of us. You think more highly of us than our employers think of us. You think so highly of us, more highly of us than our friends and our neighbors. Oh God, we thank you that you love us so much. And you have so much confidence in us. Those who have called you, those who you have received into yourself. Oh, the power that we have as believers to do God's work in the world in which we live. Lord, I pray if there's someone here today who does not feel like they are salt. God, if their heart and soul is so troubled, if they do not know you so that the power that you give will enhance their lives. May they call to you and receive you. And may you embrace them this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.